The latest world sport from the BBC now with me, Chris Mitchell. Coming up for you, Swansea's good form and fortune continue as they reach the semi-finals of the English League Cup. Barcelona win in Spain, but Real Madrid are beaten, and India gets set to face England in the final must-win test match. Let's start with all the football first, and the Premier League side Swansea are through to the semi-finals of the English League Cup.
Swansea with a corner on their left, it'll be a right-footed in-swinger. In it comes, Gary Moore with a header! And at last, we have a goal here for Swansea City. They have the lead against Middlesbrough with just 10 minutes to go. Are Swansea heading for the last four in the Capital One Cup?
Swansea beat the Championship side Middlesbrough 1-0 then. Michael Laudrup, the former Barcelona player, is the Swansea manager. He talked to the BBC after the game and said it was remarkable, given that the club were in a perilous financial position not long ago. And he admitted the win had been hard fought.
The game wasn't one of our best, but you know, cup games are very different. Everything can happen, even you play. Today we played a very good side, but still a side from the Championship. But the cup games are completely different. And if you have any doubts about that, then you just have to look at the game last night against Brentford Arsenal. It's only in the cup that can happen. Yeah.
Mike, I think it's just worth reiterating for everybody just what a story this is. I mean, only as recently as 2001, Swansea are almost bust. They're sold for £1. They're at the old Vetch Field. Now here you are in the upper echelons of the Premier League and in the semi-final of a major competition. I mean, it's been an astonishing decade at Swansea.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, I've only been here for 4 or 5 months, but obviously I read the recent story of this club, and it's really fantastic. It's only 8 or 9 years ago it was in League Two, and I mean, as you say, now we're here in the Premiership and in the semi-final.
I mean, as you say, Bradford, what they pulled off last night was astonishing. But Bradford, Aston Villa, yourselves and one of Leeds or Chelsea, you must be thinking, well, if we can play at our very best over two legs, there's no reason at all why we shouldn't be at Wembley.
No. We think that, but I'm sure that Aston Villa are thinking the same. And after last night, I think Bradford as well think they have a possibility to go to Wembley and look at the trophy and try to win it. And the last game is very open as well. Obviously, Chelsea are favourites, but I think they will come back with maybe some jet lag from Japan, so it will be a 50-50 game as well on Wednesday.
The Swansea manager, Michael Laudrup, there speaking to the BBC's Mark Pugac. In the last 16 of Spain's Copa del Rey, Lionel Messi scored 2 as Barcelona won 2-0 at Cordoba. Real Madrid were beaten in their first leg tie, Celta Vigo going down 2-1. The second leg games will be played in January. Juventus progressed to the Italian Cup quarterfinals by beating Cagliari 1-0. They will next face AC Milan or Reggina in the next round. Earlier, less than 3,000 fans saw Catania beat Parma 4-3 on penalties following a 1-1 draw. They will play Lazio or Siena in the next round. In the Scottish Cup, Adam Matthews' first ever goal for Celtic gave them a 1-0 win over Arbroath. Neil Lennon's side now travel to Raith Rovers in the fifth round. In France's top league, the leaders Lyon needed a late equaliser to rescue a 1-1 home draw with struggling Nancy after they went ahead in the first half. Lyon are now 3 points ahead of Paris Saint-Germain at the top of the table. The South American club Corinthians are through to Sunday's final of the Club World Cup. The Brazilians, winners of the Copa Libertadores, beat Al Ahly of Egypt by 2-0 to reach the final. They'll now meet the winner of tomorrow's game between the Premier League side Chelsea and Monterrey. The BBC's Richard Conway is with the Premier League club in Japan. He says they're ready for their upcoming game.
They are confident, it has to be said. They have come here prepared to win. One of the things that is of interest is that this tournament doesn't quite have the same level of interest, perhaps doesn't have the same level of prestige that it does in, say, South America, for example. But the Brazilian players in that squad, in that Chelsea team, they're fully aware of what this means, the chance to be world champions, the chance to be crowned as such, especially after winning the European Champions League this year. It's something that I think has spread amongst the squad. I speak this year. It's something that I think has spread amongst the squad. I was speaking to Gary Cahill as well today, and that's something that he says that the squad are now firmly insistent on doing. They want to win this tournament. And of course, Rafa Benitez, the newly installed interim manager of Chelsea, but we've been hearing from him as well today, and he insists they only have one aim in Japan this week.
No, I intend to win, so I will try to use the best team possible for winning the first game, and after I will think about the other one. So my experience is you cannot leave things for the final because you have to win the semi-final.
The Chelsea manager, Rafa Benitez, ending that report from the BBC's Richard Conway. So the Egyptian side, Al Ahly, are out, but their board member, Khaled Mortegay, says it's incredible they made it to the competition at all. The club, who won the African Champions League last month, haven't played any domestic football since the tragedy at Port Said in February. At least 70 fans were killed following crowd trouble after a league match against Al Masri. Mortegay told the BBC that the players should be commended by the way they performed with so little match practice.
So I think we have great players, very professional players, and despite of all the challenges they're facing with the stoppage of football, with the fluid situation in Egypt, and now again without their families, and they're thinking and worried about the families, and once they get into the pitch, they completely switch off and focus on the game and do such a world-class game. I think it's something that I'm proud of, to be an Ahly, to be someone that is related to this to Ahly club. And I think people are very happy from the way we played. I think, as I said, it's a world-class football that we play. We have all, even here, the FIFA people, the LOC, local organizing committee, they congratulated us after the game, and they said, really, it was this is football. Sometimes it's unfair, but at the end of the day, I mean, for us to prove that the Egyptian football, and again, mainly Al Ahly club, to play against world-class teams, and to really be able to do such a performance, and it was very close that we could have won the match. I think this is a great thing for Al Ahly in Africa and Egypt.
Cricket next on the BBC World Service. The fourth test between India and England begins on Thursday in Nagpur, with England leading the series 2-1. If the hosts don't win it, it will be the first home series loss since Australia beat them in 2004. The Indian captain, MS Dhoni, and batsman Sachin Tendulkar are under a lot of pressure, but Dhoni says the atmosphere in the Indian camp is positive.
Well, the spirit is really good. You know, that's something that we have maintained quite well, because you know, the tough times, the only people who you can really support or who will support you are the team members. And the good thing is, you know, we are enjoying cricket, which I feel at times, you know, you don't tend to do when you go through a rough patch. If you are part of Indian cricket, you know, what you'll see is, you know, everything is under the microscope, and everybody has an opinion about cricket.
Golf to finish. The five-time Open champion Tom Watson has been linked with a return to the American Ryder Cup captaincy. If he does take the job, he would become the American team's oldest ever captain. The BBC's golf correspondent Ian Carter has more.
Now it's really an open secret that Tom Watson is going to be named American Ryder Cup captain tomorrow. The 63-year-old was asked at an Australian Open news conference last week if he'd like the job by a reporter. He said it would be an honour if he got the tap on the shoulder, as he put it. But few then thought that that was a genuine possibility. We now know that David Toms, the favourite, hasn't been approached. Neither has Larry Nelson. Paul Azinger is another who is being tipped as potentially returning to the job. He's been tweeting about how great a choice Watson would be, and the PGA of America president Ted Bishop has stated that they're thinking out of the box with this appointment, and with the US really lost on a train of Ryder Cup despair, it seems they've made what has to be regarded as a radical decision to make this decision to go with one of the legends of the game, hugely popular in Scotland as well. And remember, the 2014 Ryder Cup is being played at Gleneagles.
The BBC's golf correspondent Ian Carter reporting. Well, that is the very latest sports news for you from the BBC World Service.